From the field, to the track, to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the GW Eagles handled Martinsville on Friday night 79-0 behind a big performance from Eli Bridges.
They will hand to Bridges, running to the left side, has a big hole across midfield, bounces out to the left side at the 45, the 40 off to the races at the 30. 25-20, cuts it back to the inside of the 15, 10-5, touchdown Eagles. Eli Bridges. That's the Eli Bridges of last season, a 54-yard highlight reel touchdown run.
Bridges rushed for 3 touchdowns as the Eagles improved to 2-4 on the season. The Chatham Cavaliers improved to 5-1 as they held on to beat William Campbell 26-20. Head coach Bruce Devlin said he was proud of the fight his team showed.
It was a hard-fought win coming back off a bye. I'm always worried about coming off a bye. You know, we practiced, cleaned stuff up, and we got a little flat in the second half. We hung on the win, but a lot of great things. Again, a lot of great rushing yards, and kids worked hard and prevailed at the end, and I'm proud of them. Proud of them to be 5-1 and keep this thing going in the right direction.
Gretna fell short to Magna Vista in a game of the year candidate 35-34. In a back-and-forth game, the Warriors scored the go-ahead touchdown with 7:51 to play and held on to improve to 6-0. Gretna is now 4-2 on the season. In college football action, UVA broke through and got their first win of the season as they topped William & Mary 27-13. UVA was led by running back Paris Jones, who rushed for 134 yards on 12 carries. In NASCAR yesterday, A.J. Allmendinger took first place in the road course race at Charlotte, with William Byron, Kyle Busch, Ty Gibbs, and Joey Logano rounding out the top five. In the NFL, the Carolina Panthers fell to the Detroit Lions 42-24, and the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Baltimore Ravens 17-10. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.